Hello, how's it going? I'm Adam. This is another episode of American Metal IM. How's everyone doing? Did you watch the big game last Sunday? I did. I thought it was a good game. I thought of the last bunch of Super Bowls in recent times, I thought it was one of the better games. I like how the defenses actually they performed very well. I don't like those games where it just basically comes down to the last team with the ball wins because the defenses are just non-existent, which is what happens in the NFL in the playoffs a lot, it seems like. But this game was a little bit more exciting in the name of low scoring, and you knew whoever was going to score at the end, or at least near the end of the game, was going to win, and that's kind of what happened. The Patriots scored a touchdown and the game was pretty much over at that point. So that was pretty fun. But anyway, I just listened to some of the new In Flames album and it's pretty exciting. I've been somewhat of a fan of In Flames' new stuff, but this new album sounds like it's actually going to be pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that. I also watched one of Soilwork's new music videos, and it's not bad. Their new music's not bad. I watched the video for Waitan, I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. The song's pretty good. The video is like, I'm not sure if it's Soilwork or Harvey Danger. So I was confused about that. But other than that, it wasn't bad. And Ozzy Osbourne was in the hospital recently for complications with the flu. And I gotta be honest, I thought this was the end. I thought he was gonna be dead. And it looks like that's not going to happen. Looks like he's gonna make a recovery. So no news there. But I feel like that might have been a close one. I don't know. Another piece of news I found interesting is that Suffocation has announced that they will be continuing their careers without Frank Mullen on vocals, which is a big deal, I think. Frank Mullen is, in my opinion, one of the best death metal frontmen of all time. But it looks like after he's going to retire and Suffocation is going to continue without him, which could be good. I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment on that yet. I will wait to see what their material sounds like without him. But I will miss Frank. So that'll be something to look for. Also, Riding Christ has a new song called Vetri Zlai. I don't know about these words that I've never heard before. I have trouble pronouncing them. But I'll tell you, Riding Christ has been on fire for like the last, I don't know, at least 10 years. And they were a good band. They've been a good band for a long time. But the last few albums they've done are just really good, in my opinion, and this one is no different. I'm really excited about this song. It's very melodic and very there's some symphonic things going on too, and I like it a lot, so check that out. So anyway, how's everyone's life been going? Mine's been going okay. Not much to report on. I've just kind of been working and then going home every day. I haven't been to a show or anything like that in a while. I think the last show I went to is still at the Gates, which was back in, like, November. I think it was November. But there's some stuff coming up that I might attend, but we'll see when that time comes. Anyway, in light of the new Lords of Chaos movie, I thought it'd be fun to take a look back in the history of metal as it pertains to black metal, or the other way around. I'm not sure if I said that right. This is top 10 worst crimes committed by black metal musicians. This is a metalinjection.net article from 2011. All right, number 10 is church burnings. Now, obviously, you probably already know about Varg Vikernes and the arsons he committed. But also, Samoth, the guitarist of Emperor, was also convicted of arson for burning a church, as well as Jorn Tunsberg, who was the guitarist of Hades, which is now Hades Almighty, apparently. And he was sentenced to 2 years in prison for burning down a church. I believe just a church. And I'm not sure if that's all of them, but that's all that's listed here. So, moving on to number 9, Niklas, quote-unquote, Ghoul Varforth. I think that's how you pronounce that. He did a famous concert in February 3rd of 2007. There was razor blades handed out to people in the crowd. Lots of people were hurt at this show, apparently. I'm not sure if there was any life-threatening injuries, but there was reportedly here, it says that razor blades were handed to members of the audience. One person was kicked in the chest after grabbing Varforth's genitals, who was in turn exposed to numerous physical assaults by Maniac, the vocalist of Mayhem. One member of the audience recalls the kicking, and this is a quote from the member of the audience. A couple of songs are finished, and Varforth is standing with zipped up leather pants, and some drunk Swede touches his crotch. Varforth looks shocked and shouts, "Don't touch me," before he kicks the fan in the chest. And apparently there was lots of blood and nastiness at this show, which sounds pretty gross to me. The next one, number 8, Gorgoroth, their show in Poland, which is their famous show where... Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, there was some technical difficulty. Okay, number 8, Gorgoroth show in Krakow, Poland. I don't know if you've ever seen footage of this show, but it's pretty evil looking. They had a bunch of sheep heads at the front of the stage, and there was naked crucified people in the background, and I believe. They were, yes, here it says right here, police investigation took place with allegations of religious offense and cruelty to animals. Though these charges were considered, the band was not charged as it was ruled that they were unaware of the fact that what they were doing was illegal. That's weird. You can actually just get away with stuff in Poland because you didn't know. That's kind of cool. Good for them. So, if you ever get in trouble in Poland, just say, "Oh, I didn't know it was illegal," and apparently they let you off for that. Number 7 was Dead from Mayhem, when he took his own life with a shotgun. And if you recall, one of the pictures that was taken of his dead body was actually stolen and used for the cover of their Dawn of the Black Hearts EP. Which I actually, I ordered that one time off of eBay, and some fucking dickhead band just, like, they had, like, their CD, they had their CD in the case of the Dawn of the Black Hearts EP CD. So I ordered this from, I don't even know, somewhere over in Europe, and it got there, and it wasn't actually what it said it was. It was just some band had put their CD in the case. So I never actually... I've never actually even heard the Dawn of the Black Hearts EP before. Okay, number 6. Jeff Whitehead, who apparently is in Lurker of Chalice and Leviathan. Apparently he sexually assaulted his girlfriend with a tattoo gun. And at the time of this article, it says he had yet to be convicted or sentenced. So I'm not sure what happened to him over that. I don't even know where this guy's from. This the article that the article is referencing that I'm reading here is out of Chicago. So maybe it was there, but I'm not going to say it was Chicago because I'm not sure. All right, number five is a band called Stalag. Stalag comes from... Stalag was a concentration camp in Germany in World War II. And the band spells their... They spell their name S-T-A-L-A-G, which is... And then at the end of it is G-H. The concentration camp is spelled S-T-A-L-A-G. And then the band, and they add G-H, which is, it apparently stands for Global Holocaust. Sounds pretty weird to me. I would assume that this is probably a band that you should probably steer clear of from the sounds of that. They had mental patients on their album Project Misanthropia. They actually had mental patients from a mental hospital do vocals on their album. Apparently, one of the patients, or some of the, I guess the people in the band were somewhat in danger by one of the patients who said, it says they had uncontrollable homicidal urges during the recording process. And so they basically just like yanked all these mental patients and had them sing on their album. Number four, Natrum, of the band Silencer, attacks 5-year-old with an axe. Apparently, he took an axe to a 5-year-old girl's skull and did not kill her, apparently. But apparently when the police arrived on the scene, he attempted suicide by cop by shouting, "Kill me, kill me." And he had his axe in his hand. And apparently they did not kill him. Says that using police dogs, they were able to distract him while another officer snuck up behind the crazed musician and brought him down. He was committed to psychiatric ward, where he stayed for the next 5 years. Natrum was offered to write and record music as therapy and rehabilitation during 1 year. A project named, and he named that project that he did while he was in incarceration, Lebensgefahr. Or diagnose Lebensgefahr. Okay, whatever. And number three is Faust from Emperor. In 1992, he fatally stabbed a gay man to death, and he was sentenced to 14 years in prison. This is in Norway, so I believe in Norway, when you get sentenced to prison, you can only serve a certain amount of years before you're released. There's no, like, life sentences there or anything. So then, which is why Varg is out as well. After this, he is now drum. He's still active as of 2011. He drums for Scum and Blood Tsunami, and is the main vocalist for Zyklon. And if you know anything about history, that sounds somewhat horrific to me. we'll make no mistake about it. The black metal doesn't have any shortage of scumbags that participate. And I feel like if you're in a band called Zyklon, that doesn't sound like something that I would want to listen to. So I'm starting to get a little bit, I'm starting to feel a little dirty reading some of these things. But anyway, we'll keep going here. Number two, another Gorgoroth one. Gull assaulted and tortured someone. This is kind of funny. This is another, like it's not funny, but he was sentenced to 1 year in prison without the possibility of parole. Like, usually when they, to me, when you announce that it's without the possibility of parole, it's generally a prison sentence that's longer than 1 year. I would say probably a lot longer than 1 year. So I think he got off a little bit easy there. But he tortured a 40-year-old man for several hours at a party. And yeah, so that's two Gorgoroth ones in one list. So there you go. And number one, the murder of Euronymous by Varg Vigernes of Burzum. So Varg is also mentioned twice on this list. So good for him. Alright, that's all I got for you on this show today. I hope you have a good week, and I will talk to you later. All right. Have a good day. Oh, if you want to email, it's AmericanMetalIM@gmail.com. Okay. Have a good day.